need to be answered. Well, a couple quick announcements. One, I'm only gonna start posting every other week now because since school started, I've been really busy. Actually, not that busy, but I'm just getting too lazy. So yeah. And two, it's hard, okay?
So and hard. Two,
Josie made my co-host.
Hi.
So yeah, say hi to your new co-host.
Hi. Y'all. Oh wait, they can't say hi back though. Your parents, I wouldn't imagine he's gonna look at you weird if you just say hi right now randomly. I dare everyone listening to say hi randomly.
Okay, anyways, I have a quick game to get into the topic.
Oh, I'm God.
Sorry. I did not think about this very long.
Yeah, you clearly.
So, we're gonna play 20 questions.
20 questions? What?
We're gonna play 20 questions to do a quick segment into the.
You didn't even talk about the topic yet.
I don't care. It's a segment. It's a segment. So we're gonna play 20 questions.
Chill. Anyways, so the topic's eggs.
No, okay, stop that.
The topic is eggs, and apparently she has 20 questions about eggs.
Which yeah, no.
I didn't even know it was possible. Like, what? Are you gonna start talking about the chicken? Like.
Okay, here's what I was gonna do. We're gonna play 20 questions, and the word is gonna be scrambled eggs. I'm like, well, this is a perfect segment to get into our topic, which is eggs, and you ruined it. Well, we're still gonna play 20 questions, because I didn't make enough time to fill up 20 minutes. That's why we're gonna play 20 questions. Okay, I'm thinking of a word. It's on topic. I'm thinking of a word, and it's on the topic. Don't worry. So, let's do it. Okay. What's your first question?
Wait.
Okay,
back up here. I thought you said that you were 20 questions prepared, okay?
No,
not I said expecting 20 questions from me.
No, do you know how to play 20 questions?
No,
I can't. Oh my God, okay. So, I think of a word and you have 20 questions to guess what it is, and it's on topic. It's on topic of eggs.
Scrambled. Is
no.
it? Okay.
No.
Over easy.
Wait, what?
Did I get it?
No, that's not how you play. You play like, let's say the word was animals. I'd say, is it alive or is it dead? And if it was alive, you say, yes, it's alive.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, is it an animal?
Okay, let's play. So, I have a word and you now have to ask the questions.
Is it a type of egg? Like a type of way that you can cook the egg.
Yes.
Omelet.
No, I don't like omelets.
How dare you? Whatever. Anyways.
Actually, I like omelets. You just don't have them much.
Yeah. Anyways. I don't know. Is it alive?
How would making eggs be? No,
I alive. Don't know what chicken's related to an egg. It might be alive.
Just keep asking, is it an omelet like that?
Oh, is it an omelet?
No, you already asked that. You're so bad. Okay, well, we're just going to figure out to tell you the word because it's taking too long.
I thought 20 questions was a game where you got to know someone. Were you like, what's your favorite color? And you're like, answer back, and they...
Okay, well, welcome you to your new co-host, y'all. This is your new co-host, the person who doesn't have, like, 20 questions. Okay, well...
Mavade, I know you're listening to this right now. I'm so sorry for that one time I said no to playing 20 questions in the game pigeon thing. I thought it was, like, a get-to-know-you, and... So it's like, why would we play that? Like, whatever.
Okay. We're gonna go back and forth with the questions because I didn't prepare any. I'm just going off the top of my head because I really like eggs. Oh, and by the way, another announcement. My next episode is gonna be about Thanksgiving, and Joe's gonna be on it. So
you
gotta be ready with your Thanksgiving food, yummy stories.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, well,
okay. So, okay. My first. What's your favorite way of eating an egg?
Okay, I had over easy the other day at a diner. No,
anyway, like a boiled egg, a scrambled egg, a fried egg, but what
kind okay, of I am sorry. Wing I do not like first. Boiled eggs.
Me neither. My mom's making me some.
Actually, I can't even say I don't like them. I've never had them, but I
You've never had them!
I refuse to try them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're only good if you make them good. Like,
Well, yeah, my mom makes them. Oh my god, that makes it sound so bad. I swear.
Like, oh
I
yeah, swear. My mom makes them, and that's why I don't eat them, because they're so bad.
I swear. I promise it's not what I'm trying to say. Okay. I really like over hard, but I also really like scrambled.
I like fried egg, but I want it runny, but not to the point where it's like drinking water. I like it, like a smoothie, a good smoothie fried egg.
Anna, I don't think it's cooked.
No, it is cooked. I make them all the time for me. I cook the outside, not the inside. So do not eat it that way.
So, you mean over easy?
I don't know what over easy means.
Oh my god, Anna! Oh my god!
I just say like a smoothie.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Anna, how can you get mad at me for not frying a boiled egg? But you don't even know what over easy means. Do you even know what over hard means?
No! Oh my god! I just take it out of a fried egg. Runny.
Okay, Anna, over easy is when the outside is cooked and the inside, the yolk part, is runny.
That's what I like. That's yummy. And then you put it on a piece
of toast. And then over hard.
And you put it on a piece of toast and you can dip the toast in the yummy. It's so good. I want some.
And then over hard is when everything's cooked. Like the inside.
Ew, you like that? Ugh. Here's the plot. Here's what you do when you're eating a nice, good old, yummy egg. So, you get your egg. It's over easy or whatever.
Wait, I have a question.
A smoothie egg.
What happened to the 20 questions game?
I gave up on that. we'll get back to that next time. We'll do it when we're doing Thanksgiving. We're gonna play it, just not right now.
Oh, God.
Okay. So you better be ready with your yummy 20 questions.
For Thanksgiving, you should invite, like, three other people. No, two other people. That'll be too chaotic if there's, like, five.
Angie will be back, y'all. Angie will be back.
Stop spoiling it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. Sorry. I'm so sorry. But Angie, I'm just going to give you a quick spoiler. Angie and Josie will be back.
I love how Angie and I didn't even agree.
Well, they will be. And if they aren't, don't worry.
I feel like this is, like, a secret threat right now. she's just
back
like
the topic. Back to the topic.
Discreetly threatening me through her words.
Okay, so what I was saying, this is the play for eggs. You get a piece of toast, right? A yummy piece of toast. You butter the toast. You butter it well. You toast it, you know. You get that piece of toast. So yummy. Okay. After you get a piece of toast, you get your egg. It has to be over easy. It can't be all hard. It has to be a smoothie egg. An over easy, yummy smoothie egg. Once you have the smoothie egg and the piece of toast, you get a plate. You don't put the egg on the toast. That is a no-go. Remember this. You do not put the egg on the toast, period.
Anna, I think you're just ranting. I think you're just ranting over your smoothie. Are you okay? Are you?
Let me finish.
You sound like you're wailing.
Okay, then once you have the egg and the toast, remember, the egg cannot go on the toast. You get a fork, and you crack the inside, the juicy part of the egg, the smoothie part of the egg. You get the toast, you dip it up, you get that yummy thing, and you eat the toast with the yolk on it. It's the best thing ever, and if you haven't tried it yet, eat it. Eat it. Eat it!
And I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Do you butter one side of the toast or two?
One.
What?
Wait, what? It gets in your fingers.
What? What type of toast are you eating? Are you, like, grabbing one side of the toast?
Wait, how do you eat your toast?
You hold the edges.
What? You hold the bottom.
What? What? You put it in the palm of your hand?
Like, what? I mean, like, you hold the edges, but then you have your fingers on the bottom, too, so you can eat it.
What?
Doesn't drop.
What?
Let me give you a diagram. I know you guys can't see me, but I'm going to explain it to you very well. I have like a gum right here. If oh, I'm God. Like Josie, what she's doing, the gum can slip out of my fingers since there's nothing on the bottom. It can just slip through.
What?
But if you're doing what I'm doing, the fingers on the bottom and the sides, if your fingers come off, your fingers on the bottom can still hold it up.
Anna, why would you just randomly let go?
I don't understand.
And if you let go of your two fingers that are on the side, then you would let go with your bottom fingers too.
No, let's just say you drop it, then you can throw the bottom fingers there.
What?
I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Because I don't understand how you can hold your toes just like with two fingers on the sides. You also just like look weird. You're just like, it's weird. No,
this
no.
is so weird.
No, okay, you're weird.
No, you gotta hold it by like the edges. Wait, why are we talking about toes? This is supposed to be about eggs.
Cause that's compared. Okay, we're gonna talk about chickens now because it's compared.
Okay,
to
wait.
Technically eggs.
Can we all agree that our chickens are? I don't like them. Okay,
you don't like chickens?
I don't like them.
Well, wait,
but I like them.
Yeah, have you ever heard the thing like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which one do you think came first?
Neither, it was the cow.
Okay, here's what I think. This is a very scientific way of thinking about it. Shannon, I think that's your mom's name. If you're listening to it, you'll be proud because I'm pretty sure you're
No.
Yes, okay. Oh. So.
Why are you calling him by your first name?
I don't know who she... I don't
I'm
really
still calling your mom by Anna's mom.
I don't really know. Okay, I don't really care. Whoever is a science teacher. Whatever, your mom. Okay, your mom.
I'm
mom. I don't even think she listens to this, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to think about this in a very scientific way.
Yes.
Okay, so. If you're the chicken, you can't have a chicken and egg at the same time unless the egg makes the egg. Unless the chicken makes the egg. So I'm thinking, you know how we made into, like, we turned from monkeys, right?
Yeah.
So the chicken must have turned from, like, a fish or something into a chicken.
Okay.
It must
hold
have
on. Hold into... on. Hold on. I would have thought everything except a fish? A fish?
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of looks the same. I don't really know. Like a catfish. I don't know what animal looks like a chicken.
Okay, Anna, I think what you meant to say was a bird, okay? Birds
yeah,
have
yeah. That's
along
what I meant to say.
As much as dinosaurs.
Okay, that's what I meant to say. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I meant to say.
So sorry.
The birds morph into the chicken.
Okay, but what if like a cloud just like randomly pooped out an egg one day?
I think that's, that could be a possible answer for this question. A possible answer. Definitely a possibility.
Hey, yo, white sus.
Alright, guys, so, as you all know, this podcast is turning into me and Josie just telling each other we're weird, but that's okay.
We're, like, bickering over boiled eggs.
That's pretty much what my podcast is. It's okay, though. It's okay.
Okay.
I just want to make it till Christmas. I don't even care if my podcast ends after Christmas. I need to make my podcast go until Christmas.
Why? Because you want to talk about Christmas?
Yes. So I want. And my birthday. Oh, my birthday.
When's your birthday? Oh, wait. Let me pull up my calendar. I literally have.
Don't say my birthday. This is public, mate.
December 29th. Wait, I can list off everyone's birthdays right now.
Okay.
Is it, like, illegal to list off everyone's birthdays?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't know, mate.
Wait, who else is next? Oh, Tina's is soon. It's in January.
Guys,
Tina might be weirded out if I'm like, oh yeah, I know her birthday.
To the egg topic. Guys.
Oh yeah,
the egg
topic. Yeah.
Josie, I made you my co-host because you weren't supposed to talking about other things.
Dude, I should have been like the last option if that was the case. Okay.
What?
We talked about toes. We talked about clouds pooping out eggs. Okay, we've talked about it all, Anna. It all.
I just want my pumpkin bread. Oh, I made pumpkin pie yesterday. It was really yummy.
Oh my god, pumpkin pie. I've never had pumpkin pie.
I made it from scratch.
I think I broke Anna, guys. Anna.
Anyways, so we made it from scratch. We got the pumpkins. We had pumpkins. We cooked the pumpkins. We got the pulp out. And then we got the meat. We smushed up the meat. That's how we made the filling. Got the crust. We made the crust. Then we put it all together, and that's a pie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Homemade. Oh, my God. I already know Mairead's listening to this. Mairead, it is not a pie. It is not a pie.
What's okay. not a pie?
Mairead makes this pie that's, like, it's, like, filling, right? But it's just filling. Because she's gluten-free.
That's not a pie.
So it's, like, filling.
Then there's gluten-free right. plus. There is gluten-free
let me, like,
plus.
Okay, let me explain this to you. It's in the pie, like, container, right? Okay. It's basically filling, and the outside is sort of like crust, right? Because it's, like, baked. So it sort of, like, hardens yeah. on the outside. Like crust. But it's not crust. So it's not a pie. It's an imposter. An That's imposter true, pie. That... It's not a pie.
Why couldn't she just use gluten-free flour or
something?
I'm just not gonna ask. I'm just not gonna ask. What is the next question? A good segue into the next question
oh
is...
My God,
do you eat white eggs or brown eggs? I'm just asking. And do they taste different?
How do they
I want to know.
Bro, somehow this is going to be okay. racist.
Okay, no. Then we'll move on.
Wait, okay.
Okay.
What? Okay.
I know, because we usually get brown eggs, right? Most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but we just do. Because I like them more organic.
I don't normally
you know? Like,
have eggs, though.
Okay, well, that's okay, then why are you on this podcast? Why are you on
okay,
this
technically, I did not know the topic until you called me up, okay? I thought it was, yo, joke. Your horrible, corny jokes.
I have lots of corny jokes, and the only reason I wanted to do this is because I could say, hey, Josie, what's 1 + 1?
3, 2.
Wow, that's egg-alicious.
I still think 35 + 35 is 80.
That's egg-alicious, but unchanged.
What? How does that make sense?
Okay, wait, just say something about waffles.
Waffles are good.
Wow, that's an ego good joke. You get it? Because egos are like the microwavable waffles, and then eggs is on the topic. Do you get it?
I will leave this podcast right now.
I thought it was a good joke. I thought it was.
Don't test me.
I thought it was a good joke. It's not. I thought it was.
I have the button ready to leave.
I thought it was a good joke. I did. I'm sorry that it wasn't, but I thought it was a good joke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bet it is. Oh,
sometimes you can choose not to. Okay, next topic.
Next topic.
Okay, wait.
What
is your favorite meal of the day?
Definitely, I like breakfast.
What?
Breakfast is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just say my opinions. Okay, so breakfast sucks.
What?
Oh, no, Andy snapped me. Oh, no.
No.
Stop.
Josie.
We're recording a podcast right now.
Okay, and this is why I made Josie my
Okay,
co-host.
I'm back. So, basically, I don't like breakfast because it's so bland. I honestly hate breakfast.
What do you mean?
Most of the time, I know it probably isn't healthy, but most of the time I skip breakfast and just have an early lunch and then, like, 5 snacks and dinner.
That's because you're bad at cooking. I'm good, and I make yummy things.
Sharp inhale. So, oh, God. Okay.
Just insert Josie Rage.
So, like, I like lunch the best because
That's the worst.
No, no, no. Lunch is the best because you can have, like, dinner foods and have it not considered weird.
I think that's the
like, you can have all types of foods. Like, for dinner, it wouldn't be normal if you had, like, I don't know.
That's not true. You're about to say breakfast because I sometimes have breakfast for dinner.
What? I mean, you're like my sister. Sometimes I see her walking around, like, a bowl of cereal at, like, 8 at night. The yellow? Yeah.
I know this is really off topic, but have you ever had Captain Crunch Crunch Berries? I tasted them for the first time today, this morning. They were so good. I don't know how to explain them. They had that sensation of crunchiness even when they were in milk.
Isn't it called like Captain Crunch though?
Yeah, it's called Captain Crunch Crunch Berries.
And did you just get a snap?
Maybe. From you. So you're supposed to be focusing on the podcast, not doing other things.
Angie.
Oh yeah, I'll check right now. I would check right now. I will expose you. That's okay. Well, anyway, so what was I saying? Okay, Captain Crunch Crunch Berries. They're so good. I had them this morning. They're crunchy. They have a sensation of crunchiness.
Oh wait, send the link to the group chat. Angie's joining.
Oh, I don't want to. Fine, I'll message her. I'll text her. Oh my gosh, they're gonna get crazy quickly.
When Angie sees this and she finds out that you just like rejected her.
It's fine. No, it's okay. Well, anyways, have you ever had the cereal Captain Crunch?
I have not. But oh my god.
What?
She's pissed. Mad. I cannot say bad words on here.
Yes. Anyway, just say a replacement.
I mean, stinks. Okay. Stinks. Edit that out.
Stinks, Josie.
I said stinks. Okay. What do you mean? Okay. Edit that out and edit.
It's okay. Okay. Well, anyways, back to the egg topic, right? That's what we were talking about.
Oh, I'm just saying, save and.
Reject me? I will find you.
Alright, no. Let me do an announcement on air, and if you say no, I'll be mad. I am giving you the opportunity to become my co-host with Josie.
What's that? Are you placing me already? Even one full thing?
No, I think it'll be a good opportunity.
Anna, what's the name? Would that make us co-hosts?
Then what's the pay?
No, so here's what's happening. So I'll be the host. Josie will be the co-host. And Andy will be the co-host.
I'll be the co-host.
Yeah, so... Good. Anna will be the host.
Now back to topic.
Anna will be the host. I'll be the co-host, and Angie will be the co-host.
Yes. What is this topic on?
Okay, it's on
eggs.
Yes, eggs. Okay. So I have a question about eggs.
Except eggs is like the last topic we've been talking about.
You kind of have to eat eggs every day, unless you like you can't eat eggs. You know.
Okay. So wait.
Yes, I eat eggs. You eat eggs too.
So I know I do. That's why.
Okay, guys, everyone who's listening to this podcast, Anna cannot get her electric toothbrush because she's really sad.
No. Okay. No. Stop. Yeah. I couldn't get my.
Poor Anna. The vest looked at it weird.
Wait, we need to do the.
Yeah.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Just saying, it's very sad.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Yeah. Anna, stop sounding sad.
Okay, so, what I'm going to say now is very controversial, okay? Right? Okay.
Yep.
Are y'all listening? I think that scrambled eggs are far superior to fry eggs.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay, I make the best. Okay, I love how we all just, like, waited a few seconds to let that settle in. Anyways, but, like, literally, I make the best scrambled eggs, like, no joke.
Okay, well, how do you make them? I have a process to my yumminess, but I want to know how you make it.
Here, you know, I should, like, invite you.
I just got my mom. I don't make it.
Okay, so basically.
Okay, explain it to the podcast. Let's explain
how okay, to make so those you take yummy a eggs. Small bowl, depending on. Well, you take a size bowl of how many eggs you're going to cook. Normally, I could cook two for myself because I like eggs, but.
He's a big eater.
Whatever. So then you crack them and put them in, except crack them properly and don't just like smash them on your counter and get shell pieces everywhere in the yolk. Because I know some people do that.
That's very true.
Don't like beige, okay? Anyways, and then you basically whisk it a little bit with your fork, right?
Yes. I use a whisk.
Do not use a whisk. Use a fork.
Okay.
And then you basically hold it and then you like whisk it in like a circular motion. Anyways, and then you and once it's whisked a little bit, you add some milk. Not a ton of milk, but you know, like two splashes.
Just enough.
Whisk it again, and then you want it to be like a pale yellow. Okay. Also, a lot of people say whisk it, like, a lot, but actually, just don't whisk it too much. Whisk it for, like, 30 seconds, and then it'll be fine.
Got it. So let me give an overview to all this. So, you get two eggs, you crack them in the bowl, and you whisk it for 30 seconds, you put the milk in, and you whisk it for, like, another 15 seconds, such as say.
Yeah.
Got it. Pretty simple. Yeah. What else do you do next?
And then you... so... after you crack your eggs, you're supposed to start the pan. Put it at, like, I don't know, 5. And then you take some spray butter.
I'm so excited for Christmas, guys. Okay, continue.
Is that even Thanksgiving? Shush. And so you either don't put regular butter, put, like, the spray butter because it's better. So once you spray it, put it back on the stove and let that heat up. And then, after you're done whisking your eggs, pour it, and make sure you pour your eggs, like, not even a whole minute after you spray the butter, or else it'll become, like, crisp.
Okay, and it won't be. So, not a whole minute, just a little bit, just so let me just, oh, hi, Mom, I'm doing a podcast, you wanna
say I'm teaching everyone how to make my famous egg.
Yes! Yes, Josie is teaching everyone how to make a special egg. So come here, come to the mic. Let's
come, my little darling.
So, what's your favorite way to make eggs?
I like to.
I love scrambled eggs.
I'm planning my life support to charge my iPhone.
The more scrambled, the better.
Darn. So my mom says, quote unquote, so scrambled eggs are the best, and the more scrambled, the better.
Okay,
light and fluffy all
the way. I make like the fluffiest eggs, but I only whisk it for like 15 seconds. I don't know if I'm just like a power whisker, like one whisk and it's
I just
all
don't make my own.
Wait, so, like, Josie, what? How long do you cook your eggs for?
Basically, I don't really have an exact time, but what you do is you just keep pushing the edges towards like the middle, and then once it seems like it's cooked, just flip it.
Okay, so that was very good. I really like that. I'm actually gonna try it next time. But let me.
Please tell me that you're cutting this. Oh, she left. Please tell me that you're cutting this part out because I don't. I feel like I don't want people like having like 8 minutes of me talking about my scramble. This is longer than any of the podcasts. Oh boy.
Hello. Okay, so.
Guys.
Yes. Let me know.
I'll catch scrambled eggs.
No.
First, you take Anna's dirty underpants, and you have to wash it, because she is not responsible enough.
I'm joking on my channel.
We love to hear her joking. I am glad that she's joking.
I can't.
Hey, yo, Anna, get your mom. Get your mom, girl. Get your mom.
Okay, back to me making my eggs.
Pack it up, Anna's mom.
All right.
Anna's mom.
I was a okay, sumo Anna's wrestler when mom. I was back in Anna, those old days.
Anna's actual mom.
I am so dead. And Anna, I need you to wash your underpants like your mom just told you to. Bye.
Anna's getting scolded.
Wait, why did my dad actually wrestle in college?
What?
Why was she white? I never told Anna that my dad wrestled. And she just guessed that he wrestled.
Meow.
She's smart.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow.
Anna's getting wrestled.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, so for meow. Everyone that doesn't meow. Know, when you enter the podcast, you have, like, names, and you can enter a name. And then Anna's depressed cat.
One, she's not depressed.
You literally lost her. And she didn't
guys,
come back
I
this
have
month.
An F in the math, man. I gotta work harder. Guys, come on. Help me with math.
Anna's
struggling.
Math team
struggling,
is waking.
Struggling.
One, I'm not a regular in the math meet. I'm not even a regular. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I actually like math. I probably shouldn't say that I like math because that'll be really problematic.
If she rejoins... Oh, God.
Hi, which one's me?
It's me.
Stop taking my smiley face. No.
I'm Josie. Hold on. I'm Josie. Oh, my God. All
right, hold on.
I'm Josie. I'm
okay,
Josie.
Guys,
Anna.
I'm so sorry.
Let's go,
I'm
Anna.
So
I'm Josie. I'm Josie. I'm Josie. I'm Josie.